This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome to The Encouragers with Minister Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael, bringing words of encouragement for everyday life.
Our Father, who art in heaven, sovereign over everything, please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My topic for today is, when temptation comes, what should we do? Part 2. Now, in this second attempt, the devil tempted Christ to undertake without clear justification upon his Father's power and protection. See what a restless, unwearied adversary the devil is. If he failed in one assault, he tries another. There are no extremes more dangerous than those who despair and presumption to dare, especially in the affairs of our souls. How subtle the devil was in the choice of the place for his temptations, intending to solicit Christ to an excessive display of his own power and a vain, glorious presumption upon God's providence. He fixes him on a public place in Jerusalem, a populous city, and the joy of the whole earth, the temple, one of the wonders of the world, continually gazed upon with admiration by some one or another. There he might make himself remarkable and be taken notice of by everybody and prove himself the Son of God, not as he urged in the former temptation in the hidden wilderness, but before multitudes upon the most prominent stage of action. The holy city is Jerusalem, and the pinnacle of the temple is probably the southeast corner of the temple area, the top of which was some 300 feet above the floor of the Kidron Valley. High places are places of temptation. They are slippery places. Advancement in the world makes a man a fair mark for Satan to shoot his fiery darts at. High places in the church are, in a special manner, dangerous. Those who excel in gifts, who are prominent stations, and have gained great reputation, have need to keep humble, for Satan will be sure to aim at them, to puff them up with pride, that they may fall into the doom of the devil. Those that stand high are concerned to stand fast. For it is written, the devil's quotation of Psalm 91 is a blatant misuse of Scripture in an effort to manipulate Jesus. Such a spectacular display as jumping from this high height unharmed would have gained him an enthusiastic following, but it would not have followed the Father's messianic and redemptive plan of suffering and proclaiming the kingdom of heaven. How Christ overcame this temptation. He resisted and overcame it as he did the former with, it is written. The devil's abusing of Scripture did not prevent Christ from using it. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Lastly, he tempted him in the most horrible idolatry with the offer of the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. Observe concerning Satan's temptations that first they often come in at the eye, which is blinded to the things it should be and dazzled with the vanities it should be turned from. The first sin began in the eye, Genesis 3:6, we have therefore need to make a covenant with our eyes and to pray that God will turn them away from beholding vanity. Secondly, that temptations commonly take rise from the world and the things in it, the lust of the flesh and of the eye, with the pride of life, are the topics from which the devil fetches most of his arguments. Fall down and worship me. The devil offers a shortcut to Jesus' future reign in God's kingdom, a shortcut that sidesteps Jesus' redemptive work on the cross and comes at the cost of exchanging the love of the Father for the worship of Satan. All these I will give you was a lie. See how Christ warded off this temptation and came off a conqueror? Jesus resisted the devil by standing firm on God's word, setting an example for his followers. He rejected the proposal with extreme dislike and hatred. Get thee hence, Satan. Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. We have here the end and issue of this combat. Then the devil left him. Angels came and were ministering to him. Their ministry probably included much needed physical sustenance. All of heaven knew the significance of Jesus' initial victory in this cosmic battle. Though the children of God may be exercised with many and great temptations, yet 1 Corinthians 10:13 state, thou have no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but with the temptation also make a way to escape, that we may be able to bear it. Top U.S. infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci said Monday he will retire in December after a career at the National Institutes of Health, spending more than half a century. In the 1980s, Dr. Fauci advised Ronald Reagan on the HIV/AIDS pandemic. He has since advised 6 other presidents on diseases including Ebola, Zika, influenza, COVID-19, and monkeypox. Remember to do all you can by taking the universal precautions to keep from getting COVID-19. Jesus came to earth and lived and was crucified on the cross for our sins. And whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Therefore, let us resist temptation as a good follower of Christ. Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. There is the saving power of the Holy Spirit. If you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of a living God, and are willing to confess your sins to God and ask for forgiveness, God will forgive you. If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good afternoon and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager. Thanks for tuning in. We consider this a safe place where you can look, listen, learn, laugh, and love. Today's topic is Jesus Saves. In the past 30 days, more than 25% of Americans aged 18 to 34 have seriously considered suicide, according to the CDC. Among teen girls, the suicide rate has reached a 40-year high. We live in a world that is hurting. We have the coronavirus, social unrest, racial prejudice, bullying, cyberbullying of our children in school, and profound loss all around us. Just this year alone, Kobe Bryant and his daughter died in a plane crash. John Lewis died from pancreatic cancer. Hillary Tisch, daughter of New York Giants owner Steve Tisch, died from suicide. Chadwick Boseman died of colon cancer at 43. George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, Jacob Blake, Ahmaud Arbery, and many of our friends, family, and co-workers have either died or been seriously injured for various reasons. People are looking for purpose in life. Why am I here? People are looking for answers to questions like, what happens after I die? And how can I be saved? And people are looking for a savior for their present and future. Speaking of the future, some people in the world today think it's arrogant for you to say that you're going to heaven when you die. How do you know? They ask. Some people think that they are just as good as you are, even if they don't believe in God. However, this is one of the greatest mistakes anyone can ever make, the assumption that they are good enough to go to heaven. And yet countless people make this mistake every day, thinking that their good deeds will somehow outweigh their bad deeds and make them eligible for heaven. Why do I say that this is a mistake? The reason, the Bible says, is because God's standard is perfection. God is holy and perfect, and even one sin, just one, would be enough to remove us from His presence. In school, you might miss several answers on the final exam, and the teacher might still give you a passing grade. But that's not true with God. The Bible says of Him, your eyes are too pure to look on evil. You cannot tolerate wrongdoing. Habakkuk 1:13. Does this mean that no one will ever get into heaven? No, it doesn't. And the reason is because God has provided the way for us to be saved. And that way is Jesus Christ. He was without sin. He was God in human flesh, but on the cross, all of our sins were placed on Him, and He took upon Himself the judgment in hell that we deserved. He died in our place. Last year, before the coronavirus hit, I went to the gym early for a workout. When I arrived, I noticed that something was going on at the entrance that appeared to be out of the ordinary. As I entered, I noticed the gym personnel and an undercover cop talking with a man that appeared to be out of control. They were trying to get the man out of the gym, but he wouldn't leave. So I started a conversation with the man and asked him if he would step outside with me to have a talk. The man was reluctant at first, but after a while decided to step outside. Once outside, I invited the man to Burger King for breakfast, since it was in walking distance of the gym. The undercover cop gave the man a break and allowed him to leave without charging him with disturbing the peace. We walked to Burger King, and I allowed the man to order breakfast. We talked, and I told him about how God so loved him and so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, Jesus, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. We talked about repentance, faith, and the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. I asked him if he would like to accept Christ as his Lord and Savior. He said that he did, and he prayed the prayer of salvation. Even though I don't know his heart, I do know that Jesus saves. Jesus, the Alpha and Omega. Jesus, the light of the world. Jesus, Emmanuel. Jesus, the bread from heaven. Jesus, the bread of life. Jesus, the deliverer. Jesus, my Lord and my God. Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Jesus, the Great I Am. Jesus, the Holy and Righteous One. Jesus, the Lamb of God. Jesus, the King of the Jews. Jesus, the Author of Life. Jesus, the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Jesus, the Master, Mediator, and Messiah. Jesus, our Passover Lamb. Jesus, the Pioneer and Perfecter of our faith. Jesus, the Prince of Peace. Jesus, the resurrection and the life.
You have been listening to Ministers Barbara Coleman and David Michael, bringing you words of encouragement from the Holy Bible. We hope we said something that was encouraging to you as you continue on your